1 minute, 38 seconds, time remaining. Northern State with a three-point lead. Wolves have the ball, three timeouts remaining. UMary with two timeouts left, and they do have the possession arrow, if need be. Elena Beneke triggers in for Morgan Fiedler, who's 7-for-9 tonight and 17 points. Morgan crosses the timeline from right to left, works far side of the floor. Bragg calls for it. Now Morgan keeping, needs to give it up, does, but to the opposite team. It was redirected into the hands of Roselle. They were trying to get it to Bragg. Here comes Watcha, back the other way, right slot. Buck 18 to go in the game. Wolves up by three. They'll reset the offense to Fridley. She's near midcourt, given space by Rio. Swing it near side for Watcha. Back out to the top of the key. Swing it left-hand side, Fridley. Calling for it and getting it is Kinnebrew, 25 feet away. She'll drive behind the back with the dribble, drives inside, layup, no, but a foul. It's going to be on Fiedler, I believe. And Morgan's going to pick up her second. And again, the Wolves are over the foul limit. 61 seconds left to go in this one, and the best she can do is make it a one-point deficit. Kinnebrew to the free throw line for two. Her first is perfect. Dekonte Smith will check in at the next stoppage, which is right now. And one more free throw coming up here for Bergen Kinnebrew. And Kinnebrew has only missed one free throw all season. Her second in the air, and she will rattle home the second there too. 70-69 with 61 seconds to play. Fiedler is out. Dekonte is in. Michaela Jewett will trigger in baseline right of the basket. Looking for Dekonte, now finds her. We're less than a minute to go. 70-69, Northern State with the ball and the lead. Dekonte, right slot, looks for Beneke, finds her, left slot. One bounce feed for Jewett, 20 seconds to shoot. Post entry for Bragg. Here comes the double. Banging down low. Muscles her way through. Layup, no good. And the rebound is cleared on the strong side by Kinnebrew. UMary can take the lead. Kinnebrew back the other way from left to right. 14-second game to shot clock differential. Kinnebrew, far side, gets a high screen. Picked up by Bragg on the switch. Crosses her up. Spin cycle inside. Layup, missed it. Rebound to NSU and Rio. 25 seconds to play. Here comes the double team, and a foul is committed with 22.9 left. Boy, they really could have called a double dribble before that shot even went up, as that ball was right on the hip of the player of UMary, and the foul is called on the Marauders with 22.9 to play, and the foul is on Eden Fridley, her third. Free throws upcoming for Rihanna Phillippe. If you are a Marauders fan, this is probably the person you want to shoot free throws, and her first is good. And if you're Northern State and you're a Wolves fan, you say, you know what? I trust my senior. 22.9 left. Two-point game. Rio to make the three-point game, and she missed it. Rebound far side. Chased down by the Marauders. And a timeout taken by head coach Rick Newman. They'll advance the ball into the front court. And it will be a 30 or full. They're going to call it a full timeout. So we'll do likewise. We're back in 30 seconds. It's courtesy of Joel Harden at Gen-C Realty. Whether you're buying or selling, Joel is here to help you navigate the process. Call Joel Harden at Gen-C Realty, 380-6000, as they are going to send Emily Yonke into the game, and they're going to try to get her loose for a three. We'll see if they try to get her the ball in 30 seconds on FSA.
You're in Wolves country. This is Madeline Bragg from Aberdeen, South Dakota, and you're listening to Northern State Basketball on Fox Sports Aberdeen.
She says a prayer before every single game to her patron saint, Saint Sebastian. He's the patron saint of archers and athletes. And right now, the Wolves are trying to spear that ball on a rebound, perhaps hoping for a miss. 71-69 your score with 20.6 to go as they return to the floor with Phillippe, Bragg, Beneke, Smith, and Izzy Moore. 20.6 to play in this fourth quarter as it'll be Emily Yonke to trigger in right in front of us. They're going to try to get her free for a three-point basket because she's a great shooter. Far side of the floor, this is Kinnebrew. 14 seconds to go. She'll drive inside against Dekonte. Fake left, go right, running out of real estate. Near side corner, calling for the timeout is head coach Rick Newman as they tried to get it to Yonke in the near side corner. And with 7.4 to go, a timeout has been called, and we're keeping it right here on the Primrose Sub-City Radio Sports Network as Yonke was just absolutely nails from downtown against Dickinson State in their first game of the season. It's a 30-second break. We're not going anywhere. As Yonke was 8 of 11 from downtown in 17 minutes of court time, 24 points. So you know that they're trying to get her the ball. And a good rule of thumb, more often than not, is when you're at home, you play for the tie. When you're on the road, you play for the win. And right now, head coach Rick Newman is thinking about three straight wins inside the Barnett Center. These two teams have had some great wars over the years. And last year, it was down to the wire. The Wolves fell 77-72. Head coach Rick Newman wearing the exact same suit tonight as he did then. And he said, we're doing that for good luck purposes. 7.4 to play. Moore, Beneke, Smith, Bragg, and Phillippe, the Wolves 5. As the Marauders return to the floor with Fridley, Interante, Roselle, Yonke. And foul, I believe. It'll be Fridley to trigger in right in front of the UMary bench. 7.4 to go. Near side. It's Kinnebrew. 5 seconds now, four. Drives inside. Leans in. Goes glass and scores with 2.4 to go. And we are tied at 71. And Northern State will advance the ball into the front court with 2.4 to play and an opportunity, perhaps, to win it. It's either a win or overtime if you're a Wolves fan right now. We are back to the Barnett Center in 30 seconds on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.
You're in Wolves country. This is Taylor Toole from Delano, Minnesota, and this is Northern State Basketball on Fox Sports Aberdeen.
Referees adding just a little bit more time on the game clock here. It was at 2.4. They put it to 2.6. And with that amount of time left, the Wolves will have the ball in the front court, and it'll be Phillippe to trigger in. The Wolves return with Phillippe, Bragg, Jewett, Beneke, and DeConte Smith. 71 apiece. Rio will trigger in just 2 feet to the right of head coach Paula Kruger. Rio gets the ball. Looks for Beneke at the top of the wheel. Looking. Works it far side for Bragg. Makes the catch. Lays it up. And it is in! It is in from 2 feet out. What a pass from Rio. A seeing eye ball. And Madeline Bragg lays it in at the buzzer. Northern State wins it 73-71. Cash money for Bragg. The Wolves up their record to 1-0 in the NSIC and 3-2 overall, and UMary drops to 1-1 and 0-1 in the Northern Sun, and head coach Paula Kruger's crew does it here on opening night at the BC. Oh my goodness, what a finish. 73-71, Northern State. Are you kidding me with that pass from Rihanna Phillippe? That's about a 30-foot pass, and Maddie just high-pointed it, grabbed it, and laid it up and in at the wire. 73-71, Northern State winners on opening night in the NSIC, and we will have Wolves wrap and a very joyous head coach, Paula Kruger, coming up in a little bit. We'll have a lot of numbers to get to, certainly. Wolves Wrap begins in 3 minutes on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network.